the mind being completely fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. Susamahitaha, very attentive, without diversion to any other subject. Prema gadgadaya, fluttering because of feeling transcendental bliss. Vacha, with a voice. Tatnyasta, being fully dedicated to Him, Lord Narsimhadeva. Hruday ikshanaha, with heart and sight. Translation and purport by His Divinity Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Prahlada Maharaja fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narsimhadeva with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. Purport. The word susamahitaha means very attentive or fully fixed. The ability to fix the mind in this way is a result of yoga siddhi, mystic perfection. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 13, Verse Number 1. Dhyana avasthita tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogina. One attains yogic perfection when he is freed from all material diversions and his mind is fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. This is called samadhi or trance. Prahlad Maharaja attained that stage beyond the senses because he was engaged in service. He felt transcendentally situated, and naturally his mind and attention became saturated in transcendence. In that condition, he began to offer his prayers as follows. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Silakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Very beautiful verses yet to come. Prahlad Maharaj prayers, and in last two verses explains how Prahlad Maharaj was blessed by the touch of Lord Narasimhadev, and although he was just 5 years old, he started reciting prayers. And yesterday Prabhu explained that hand is available for every one of us. And today we see in this verse the bodily features and symptoms of Prahlad Maharaj before he started offering prayers. So what are those? He said, first one is ekagra. Ekagra manasa, the mind being completely fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. He is seeing the Lord face to face. He is sitting there. And Prahlad Maharaj was very near. And yesterday we saw Narasimhadev, he blessed Prahlad Maharaj on his head. And Prahlad Maharaj was offering garland. Now that's very famous picture you see on the altar also. So Lord, in his very ferocious form, Ugra Rupa, he was sitting. And Prahlad Maharaj, he was going close to the Lord and trying to offer garland to him. And you can imagine that scene. At that sight, he is starting his prayers. And it is mentioned, Ekagra Manasha. So he is completely fixed. So there is no side thought for him. Not only the sight, but he is attached. It is mentioned, Su Samahitaha. Very attentive he was there. So many times every day we go in front of their lordships. While offering the prayers itself, mind wanders here and there. Mind goes so many places and so many thoughts come. Sometimes we even forget by the time we go out of the temple what color they are wearing. It happens to me many times. I don't know about you. Because we are not so attentive. So that's the root cause. We are not attentive. Our senses, our mind, everything, you know, goes on like a radar trip. So we have to learn from this verse that being attentive. And Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Susamahitaha means very attentive, fully fixed. Prahlad Maharaj was fully fixed in offering prayers to the Lord. And how he is offering? Prema Gadgadaya. Prema, with love. Prema Gadgadaya. Because of feeling transcendental bliss, he is shaking. His voice is, in Sikshashtaka prayers we hear. Which verse is that? So, Gadgada Rudaya Agira. So when will my voice choked up when I am reciting your names? But there's two advanced stage. For to understand as prema is very advanced stage. So there are different steps in transcendental progression, in spiritual progression. What is the beginning step? Adav Shraddha. In the beginning, Adav Shraddha, we have to have that faith, little bit Shraddha. So in the beginning stages, our Shraddha is not very strong. It's called Komala Shraddha. So very, very tiny Shraddha we have. So our Shraddha may be motivated with different reasons. Not necessarily for spiritual progress. It's not necessary that I want to attain the supreme abode. So our Shraddha may not be to that extent. But we have a little bit Shraddha that I go to the Lord, I offer my prayers, and in return, Lord will benedict me. So it may be for the prosperity, it may be for the overcoming obstacles in our life. It may be financial related, it may be health related. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned four kinds of people come. So all the four kind of people, they have different motives to come to the Lord. One may be, what is that verse? Chaturvidha bhajante man janam sukrutina. They are pious people. Who are they? Ardharti, one who wants something. And artho, one who is in distress. Jnani, inquisitive person. And the other one is wanted, he inquisitive person and the person in the knowledge. So these kind of four kind of people come to the Lord. But their Shraddha is not to the stage of Prahlad Maharaj and the great devotees. They have little bit faith. And if their desires are fulfilled, their faith increases, they will continue. If desires are not fulfilling, they will change. You know, back in India, many people, they go to different temples. They say, we worship so-and-so god, demigod, because he fulfills all my desires. I go to this temple, fulfill all my desires. I'll go to that god, he fulfills all my desires. So they put their faith. And this faith we increases by the association of people. So and many people started going to a particular temple and telling that, oh, I did this puja, I did this worship, all my desires got fulfilled, I got job, I got this, I got that. And people think, okay, I should also do this. But when it comes to devotional service to the Lord, it's not like that. Whether somebody may have little bit faith or more faith, the process itself started working, and as we take, and it increases. And to improve our faith, as in the normal case, how word of mouth and people reviews will increase the faith, similarly, when we associate with advanced devotees and hear from them, seeing their dedication and faith, our faith also increases. So the beginning stage is Adho Shraddha. And we also learned in the Nectar of Instructions and other places, there are three types of devotees. Depends on the faith, there are three categories of devotees. Who are they? Kanishta Adhikari. So in the Kanishta stage, what kind of faith he has? His faith always changes. It's very, he cannot able to defeat, you know, if anybody asks a question, challenges him, he cannot able to refute them. Because his faith is very little. Komala Shraddha, he's just started coming, devotees ask him or chant, and he likes the process, he likes the institution. This ISKCON people are very good, Hare Krishna people are good, they distribute free prasadam, I associate with them, and this mantra is good, I am feeling very peaceful. So only that much he has. And that in the beginning stage he doesn't have much of scriptural understanding. So that's why his Shraddha is Komala Shraddha. And little bit advanced to him, second stage, who is that? Madhyama Adhikari. So in the Madhyama stage, his faith is based on the scriptures. And he has little bit firm faith. And he understands from the scriptures that what is what. So if something is going in my life wrong or right, so how it is happening, how karma works, and how different things happen in this world, how Lord reciprocates. And he has, because he has little bit scriptural understanding, he is able to answer questions to whenever somebody challenges. And the advanced stage, who is that? Uttama Adhikari. So Uttama Adhikari, he has very, very strong faith. And he knows there is nothing more superior than rendering devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So if I am serving the Supreme Lord, that's it. All other things are taken care. So that's his firm faith. And he is completely absorbed. So that's what we see in the case of Prahlad Maharaj. And there is a gulf of difference between Prahlad Maharaj and others. Because he is eternally Nitya Siddha devotee. They never come in the material realm. So whereas our case, we are Nitya Baddhas and we are becoming Sadhana Siddhas. We are trying to follow the process and come to the level of the standard, Nitya Siddha standard. But it's very difficult, Sadhana Siddha, following these steps. First Adho Shraddha, Tathau Sadhu Sangha, Atah Bhajana Kriya. So slowly, step by step, Atah Nishtha, then we will come to Prema, to the last level. That's like far end. We are just in the kindergarten. We are just in the kindergarten. Our teachers are telling, do this, do that. We are just trying to play. We don't know what we are doing in the beginning stage. Like a small kids, they say, mom says, you color this one with this red color, you color with the orange, you color with the green. And similarly, spiritual master is telling, devotees are telling, you chant 16 rounds, you read this one. We don't know much in the beginning stage. But as we progress, like a children progress, they will choose. Once they come to the level of 10th grade or 11th grade, 12th grade, they have ability. I want to choose this subject, I want to choose that subject. Similarly, as we progress in our devotional service, we choose, okay, I should do this. I should take out some time to offer prayers. I should take out some time to read this. I should take out some time to do service. So we voluntarily take up as we progress. And here it is mentioned, prema gadgadaya. Because to come to that stage, as we discussed just now, so we have to initially develop our strong faith. And that strong faith in Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, what is the definition of faith? Somebody who has a complete faith. So Shraddha Shabde Sudhruda Nishaya. He has Sudhruda, very, very strong. And what is that? Krishna Bhakti Kohile. So if I am doing Krishna Bhakti, Sarva Karma Kurta Hai. So all other karma, all other things are taken care. I need not to worry about them. I need not to worry about my forefathers. I need not to worry about doing that, satisfying this, satisfying them, doing my prescribed duties. No, I am doing Krishna Bhakti, but Sudhruda Nishaya, with firm faith. So we have to examine, do I have that firm faith? If not, because our faith is tested when provoking situations arise in our life, when things are not going in our own way, in our own context, when things are taking us in a different direction, what we thought, next 10 years I want to be like this, I want to purchase this, I want to develop this skill, that skill, health, so many things. So that's the time our faith is really checked. It's like, when in school they give examinations. So why examination is there? To test how much we learned. What is our skill? What is our capability? Does the teacher give exam to make student fail? No. Teacher want to make sure that student understands everything and he passed that exam and he becomes qualified person. Similarly, in our life, all the provoking situation and things which go wrong, they are like a test to make us pass and to make us pass our faith and to go to the next step, to go to the next step. And it is mentioned that there are two types of faith. There are two types of faith. We discussed the three categories in the Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. And among these three also, there are two types of faith we develop. So one is Laukika faith and the other one is Shastriya faith. So in the Laukika faith, Laukika Shraddha, it's a mundane faith. So generally we see we have faith on science. We have faith on fossil science and so many things we put faith on. So these are all mundane faith. Faith on politicians, faith on some social reformers. So this faith, oh, this will do something good for me. This will do something beneficial for me. But this mundane faith may not be complete in all circumstances. And with the mundane vision, we may not achieve highest benefit in this world. So for example, so recently, not only recently, from so many years, people are sending different things to the space. And scriptures talk about something else. When these kind of things happen, people ask question, oh, scriptures said this, but this thing happened, and their faith shaken. And in the Leelamrita also we have seen, during Prabhupada time, some devotees ask, Prabhupada, you mentioned that nobody can enter to higher planetary systems without qualification, but these people are sending spacecrafts. And some devotees left Prabhupada Association during those days. So there because they have more of Laukika Shraddha, faith on the mundane things, rather than the Shastriya Shraddha. So that's why we have to develop. And Laukika Shraddha, although somebody may have so much faith on the Laukika Shraddha, it's like, back in India we see on the streets they collect all the garbage. Some people, they work and they collect all the garbage. And some places, the group of families, they go from one place to other place, all their job, they have a big bag and they go all the garbage bins and they collect plastic and all the different materials which they can sell. And seeing their parents, their children also does the same thing. They also have a small bag, they collect all the garbage. But the child doesn't know what is the value of that garbage. He puts faith on his father because his father is doing that and he will collect. And little bit more, you see, great scientists, they do all the research and send out. And what they do ultimately? Do the same thing. They collect this and collect that. Is the water is there and there? Is the air worthy for breathing there? So that's it. But nobody inquires who is the cause of all this. Okay, air is present here, water is present here, but who is providing that? Nobody inquires that. So that comes, that Shraddha comes when we start reading scriptures. And our faith should become firm on the scriptural authority. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, towards the end it is mentioned. So it said we should completely accept Srimad Bhagavatam's principles, whatever is giving is the highest, and work on that. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives so many things, and Srimad Bhagavatam finally tells that we have to develop our loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. And all the creation, whatever is taken place, and Lord is the cause of all causes. So we have to develop our faith to that extent, based on the scriptures. And as we're progressing, we have to inculcate a mood of submission. Mood of submission. So as in this verse mentioned, that Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers, prema gadgadaya, and he is offering with love and with attention. With love and attention he is offering prayers. And we should also develop this mood of offering prayers. So nectar of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when Rupa Goswami is explaining the devotional process, he explains 64 items. And there are two items specifically mentioned in regard to offering prayers. So one is submission, so submitting our prayers, revealing our heart. In that submission also, there are three types of prayers a devotee, Rupa Goswami, recommends. So one is Samparthanatmika. So that is very feelingly offering prayers. Very feelingly offering prayers. So asking Lord for His mercy. Very feelingly. And next one is Dainya Bodhika prayers, humbly submitting oneself. Just going in front of the Lord and humbly submitting our condition. Lord, I am in this situation. I am in this. Because you, if any genuine person who wants to advance, he will introspect at what level we are and what condition our mind is at and where it is, you know, wandering. And take it to the Lord and submit it to the Lord in the form of prayers. And the third one is lalasamayi prayers. So that is desiring some perfectional stage. But this is too advanced for us, but we should aspire to reach that stage. In order to reach that stage, first two types are very important. So those are very feelingly offering prayers. And in that section of Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami given and Prabhupada gives English translation of those prayers. One of the prayers from Nectar of Instructions, it says, Matsamo nasti papatma naparadi chakashana parihar epi lajjame kimburve purushottama. So a devotee offers prayers to the Lord. Matsamo nasti papatma. So there is nobody equal to me. Sama matsamo nasti. There is no one equal to me in the condition of sinful activities. Na aparadi chakashana. And nobody great offender than me. And he says, Pariharepi lajjame kimburve purushottama. You know, I don't know how can I, you know, mitigate this. Kimburve purushottama. What can I speak of my condition? And then he offers another prayer that, and what kind of attachment he want. After revealing his heart, he says, Yuvati nam yata yunav, yunam cha yuvatav yata. Manobi ramate tadvan, manome ramatam thvai. He says, like, O Lord, young women take pleasure in associating with the young men, and vice versa, young men takes pleasure in associating and seeing and contemplating on the young woman. Similarly, O Lord, please give me natural affection, natural attraction to you. So these kind of prayers. And we also see prayers in, there are so many prayers. In Srimad Bhagavatam we have prayers, in Bhagavad Gita prayers are there, where Arjuna was asking, offering prayers in 11th chapter, when he, after he saw Lord's universal form. So these are all prayers are there. In Srimad Bhagavatam we have, if at all we don't have that complete access, and we have very condensed prayers in the form of bhajans, Vaishnava bhajans, Bhaktivinoda Thakur bhajans, they are also very beautiful prayers are there. Every bhajan you see, they are the conclusion of all the Vedic literature, all these great Vaishnava Acharya's bhajan. And one of them, Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans, Radha Krishna Pranamora. So although we don't have that intention, but when we sing that, at least we are, you know, we are going to that mood, to the mood of those great Vaishnava Acharyas. And you see, if at all we want to offer humble submission, there is one prayer by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one song, Gopinath. That's such a deep song. Such a deep song. He, although Bhaktivinoda Thakur not in that condition, but he is helping us, you know, look at your heart, look at your mind, where you are at, where your attachments are there. Come to the level and pray, offer. There is nobody. And he says in that verse, in that bhajan, towards the end, you have already delivered so many people. It's not new to you. But I am coming. Please help me. And we also develop a habit that whenever we offering prayer, whenever we chanting in the kirtan, it's not just words, but the meaning behind those words is very important. So parrot may sing all the, whatever you teach the parrot, it can recite, but it doesn't know the meaning. But we shouldn't be like a parrot. So when we are singing or when we are chanting, we have to meditate on the meaning of those verses, meditate on the meaning of those words. So then we can go deeper. And in the next one, Rupa Goswami explains, first one is submission, the three categories we discussed, and the second one he tells, reciting notable prayers. So we have those notable prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam. From the beginning to the end, you see so many prayers of different devotees. And it is a proper etiquette when you meet somebody superior. So you praise them with words. And these prayers are praising the Lord and revealing our heart to the Lord and asking His blessings. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, we see Arjuna was in a difficult situation where Brahmastra was thrown. Arjuna couldn't figure it out, what is that? So immediately he turns to the Lord. Before even asking what is this, he offers prayers. In three verses he offers prayers, and the fourth verse he asks, Lord, what is this? And similarly, of course, when Uttara was coming, she doesn't have that much time, but still she says, Pahi Pahi. She goes to the Lord. And later that section we see Kunti Maharani's prayers. Such deep verses, Kunti Maharani prayers. Although we may not have that kind of vision, but when we recite Kunti Maharani prayers, like she says, Tvaime Ananya Vishaya Mathir Madhupataya Sakrat Ratim Udvahata Da Ganga Yogam Udanvati. So we can offer that prayer and meditate on the meaning. No, I have so many things going in my mind, in my life. Tvaime Ananya Vishaya. But what I want, Matir Madhupate Asakrut, but I want to put my Mati at you. Like how? Ganga Yogam Udanvati, like Ganges forever flows to the ocean without any hindrance. Let my attachment, my feelings, my mind come to you, O Lord. And same, she offers, seeing the beauty of the Lord, she says, Nama Pankaja Nabaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angre. So seeing the Lord's beautiful form, she offers. And other prayers also there. Depends on your level of advancement. You can ask, give me more calamities, but we are not recommended. Already enough calamities are there. If we can pass through, that's great. And we see in the later sections also. And now is going to be a festival of prayers next couple of days. Now we are at text number 8 until, how many verses are there in the 9th chapter? Until verse number 50. These are all prayers Prahlad Maharaj is going to offer. 42 prayers are there. So festival of prayers. If you want to memorize every day, give it a go. And we see every morning Gopavrindesh Prabhu before Darshan Arati, 5 minutes he goes and he memorizes one verse and whole day he repeats. So whenever you see Prabhu, he always repeating and contemplating on those verses and meaning. So that way we go deeper in our Krishna consciousness. I will read from Nectar of Devotion, where it is mentioned we should recite notable prayers. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he explains that according to great learned scholars, Prabhupada giving this, according to great learned scholars, the whole Bhagavad Gita contains many authorized prayers, especially in the 11th chapter, where Arjuna prays to the universal form of the Lord. Similarly, in the Gautamiya Tantra, all the verses are called prayers. Again, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are hundreds of prayers to the Lord. So a devotee should select some of these prayers for his recitation. In Skanda Purana, the glories of these prayers are stated as follows. Devotees whose tongues are decorated always with prayers to Lord Krishna are always given respect even by the great saintly persons and sages. And such devotees are actually worshipable by the demigods. So many people go to demigods to worship and please them. But here it is mentioned, one who is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord and always reciting these prayers, demigods themselves, they worship them. Those who are less intelligent want to worship different demigods for some material gain rather than worship Krishna. But here it is stated that a devotee who is always engaged in offering prayers to the Lord is worshipable even by the demigods themselves. The pure devotees have nothing to ask from any demigod. Rather, the demigods are anxious to offer prayers to the pure devotees. So interesting. In the Nrisimha Purana, it is stated, any person who comes before the deity of the Lord Krishna and begins to chant different prayers is immediately relieved from all the reactions of sinful activities and becomes eligible without any doubt to enter into the Vaikuntha Loka. To enter into Vaikuntha Loka, one can go. And who is the devotee perfected offering prayers? Vidura, Akrura prayers are so beautiful. When he was going to bring the Lord from Vrindavan to Mathura, he was meditating and offering prayers, oh Lord will receive me like that, I will see the darshan of the Lord, what he will think. So all those contemplations, so beautiful prayers there. So by praying regularly, by reciting these prayers, we don't become a prey to the material mind and senses, material consciousness, material illusions, maya. So we have to continuously offer prayers. And it is mentioned, there is a Christian saying, the family which prays together stays together. But their prayer may be, Lord, give us daily bread, but we have prasadam available. We don't need to, but we should offer prayers, give me some realization, give me some mercy. I don't want anything. I want pure devotional service to go deeper. So I will summarize this in an acronym called PRAY. P-R-A-Y. So P, offer prayers, try to learn notable prayers from different sections. So take a time. It's not just when you come in front of the Lord you offer prayers, but even when you are at work, while driving, while doing homework or whatever, wherever, while cooking, bring these prayers into life in your consciousness. Offer prayers. And next one is R, that's realize. Realize our position and realize what you want in your life. And then A, that's association, and develop attachment. Association and attachment. So, to come to the level of prema and to fix our shraddha from the komala shraddha to sudrida shraddha, so we need strong association of devotees, because their faith is so contagious that gives more faith to us by serving them, by hearing them. So our faith will increase. And then why? I couldn't find anything, so I said earnest. So be sincere. So be sincere in our endeavors. So I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments, any corrections, feel free to. Hare Krishna. Sivya.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank Hare you for Krishna. The wonderful class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that before we start offering prayers, as we see in Prahlad Maharaj's case, we should be attentive and we should first glorify the Lord. But Prabhu, sometimes we see when we are we mostly offer prayers when we are being disturbed, and we don't take our time to become attentive and glorify the Lord before praying because we are so disturbed in our calamity. So
which calamities you have? Okay.
So how can we make sure we are attentive and before we offer our prayers?
How can we attentive? We have to come to the mode of goodness. We have to come to the mode of goodness, not we have to come from level of doing it as a ritual and come to offering those prayers for my own benefit. And we have to understand it's not just a thing, I'm just finishing a section or finish. Okay, I went and I go in front of the Lord, my mom said, everybody offers, and finished. Sometimes what happens in the morning, I observe, Mangalarti, doors open, conch was blown, and all the devotees, they bow down, they try to recite mantras to offer the prayers. And some other devotees, they want to go in front of, they want to occupy front place. So before somebody finishes their Gaurnitai's obeisances, somebody already there front. So that, not sure whether they complete their obeisances or not. And it's a general etiquette when you're offering Gaurnitai in previous classes. Once Gopavrindesh Prabhu mentioned, so you first offer obeisances to Prabhupada, you recite Prabhupada Pranam Mantra, then you come to Gaurnitai, you offer, if you are initiated and under the shelter, you offer your Guru's Pranam Mantra, then Prabhupada Pranam Mantra, then Mahaprabhu's Pranam Mantra, then you go to Radha Vallabha and Radharani's, Krishna's and Radharani's Pranam Mantra, then you go to Jagannath Balram Subhadra, offer prayer. By that time, one devotee, I observed, maybe I'm too slow, before even I finish Gaurnitai, already somebody there. So it's not just to occupy the place, but you know, you are in front of the Lord. He is not just a Archavigraha, but He is. He is the Lord. He is present there. So, you have to observe in that way.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I just want to know, what's the difference between offering prayers in front of the deities and chanting Hare Krishna? Because often we hear that just by chanting Hare Krishna to the deities that is the best way to actually offer our prayers, because that contains everything. So how do we understand that?
Very good. I forgot that point. For us, the most accessible prayer is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that itself is a prayer, that itself is a process, that itself is a end result. And Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Prabhupada, as he gives very small meaning, that, O Lord, please engage me in your service, or Srimati Radharani, please engage me in your service. That itself is a prayer. If we are offering in that mood, it's good. It's good. That's why when we chanting Kirtan also, we have to sing in that mood. Not as a musical entertainment, but as an offering. It's like once Kadam Kanan Maharaj mentioned here in this room when he was giving lecture, that it's like a king sitting on a throne. And we see in the old movies and old time, a king sits on his throne. In front of him, all the different people, they come and perform for the pleasure of the king. And by pleased by their performance, and king, he gives valuable things, necklaces and everything. Similarly, the Lord is sitting on the throne, and for his pleasure, we are singing, we are dancing, and we are playing musical instruments for his pleasure, not for our pleasure. So when we are doing in that mode, that becomes an offering and a prayer. Anything would you like to add, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.